Though the streetlights of Stratenburg were still on, and there was no hint of sunlight in the east, the parking lot in front of the middle school was buzzing with energy as almost 175 eighth graders arrived in family cars and vans, all driven by sleepy parents eager to get rid of the kids for a few days. The kids had slept little. They had packed all night, tossed and turned in their beds, hopped out long before sunrise, showered, packed some more, awakened their parents, pushed for a quick breakfast, and in general acted as hyper as a bunch of five-year-olds waiting for Santa. At 6 a.m., as instructed, they all arrived at the school at the same time. They were greeted by the awesome sight of four long, sleek, matching tour buses in perfect single file with running lights glittering in the dark and diesel engines purring. The eighth grade field trip. 6 hours by bus to Washington, D.C. for 3.5 days of seeing the sights and 4 nights of mischief in a high-rise hotel. For this, the students had worked for months, selling donuts on Saturday mornings, washing 1,000 cars, cleaning roadside ditches and recycling the aluminum cans, soliciting the same downtown merchants who contributed every year, selling fruitcakes door-to-door at Christmas, auctioning used sports equipment, holding bake-a-thons and bike-a-thons and book-a-thons, and pursuing with enthusiasm any number of mildly profitable ventures approved by the field trip committee. All proceeds went into the same pot. The goal had been $10,000, certainly not enough to cover all expenses, but enough to guarantee the trip. This year, the class had raised almost $12,000, which meant that each student was assessed $125. There were a few students who could not afford this. However, the school had a long tradition of making sure no one was left behind. Every single eighth grader was headed to Washington, along with 10 teachers and 8 parents. Theodore Boone was thrilled that his mother had not volunteered for the trip. They had discussed it over dinner. His father had quickly bowed out, claiming as usual that he simply had too much work. Theo's mother at first seemed interested in tagging along, but soon realized she could not. Theo checked her trial calendar at the office and knew full well she would be in court while he was having a ball in Washington. As they waited in traffic, Theo sat in the front seat and stroked the head of his dog, Judge, who was sitting partially on the console and partially in Theo's lap. Judge usually sat wherever he wanted, and none of the Boones told him otherwise. "Are you excited?" Mr. Boone asked. He had drop-off duty because Mrs. Boone had gone back to bed for another hour of sleep. "Sure," Theo said, trying to hide his excitement. "A long bus ride, though. I'm sure you guys will be asleep before you get out of town. We've gone over the rules. Any questions?" "We've been through this 12 times, Theo said, mildly frustrated. He liked his parents. They were a bit older than average, and he was an only child, and at times they seemed a little too protective. One of the few things that irritated Theo about them was their fondness of rules. All rules, regardless of who made them, must be followed perfectly. Theo suspected this was because they were both lawyers. I know, his father said. Just follow the rules. Do what your teachers tell you, and don't do anything stupid. Remember what happened 2 years ago? How could Theo or any other eighth grader ever forget what happened 2 years ago? 2 bozos, Jimbo Nance and Duck Defoe, dropped water balloons from a 5th-floor hotel room into the indoor lobby far below. No one was hurt, but some folks got really wet and really mad. A snitch turned them in, and the boys' parents had to drive 6 hours in the middle of the night to retrieve them, then 6 hours back to Stratenburg. Jimbo said it was a very long drive. They were suspended from classes for a week, and the school was told to find another hotel for future field trips. This misadventure was now legendary around town, and it was used to caution and frighten Theo and every other eighth grader headed to Washington. They finally parked. Theo said goodbye to Judge and told him to stay in the front seat. Mr. Boone opened a rear door and removed Theo's luggage, 1 nylon overnight bag that was supposed to weigh under 20 pounds. Anything over 20 pounds would be left behind, one of the big rules, and the guilty kid would be forced to make the trip without the benefit of clean clothes and a toothbrush. This would not have bothered Theo in the least. He had survived a week in the woods with the Boy Scouts with less equipment.